Cardinal Mincenti, Opus Dei. Cardinal Joseph Mincenti, Prime and Bishop of Esztergom, is one of the most remarkable figures among the number of individuals in line to be beatified and canonized. The process has drawn much attention and expectation. He was born in 1892 and died on May 6, 1975. Pope Saint John Paul II visited Mincenti's memorial and paid his respects in 1983. In 1999, while on his official visit in Hungary, the Pope again went to his final resting place, to the Basilica in Esztergom, to pray for his soul. The Pope's visit resulted in what he incorporated as his method of canonization, which was an important message and showed respect towards community and the individual, as well as encouragement towards a pious lifestyle. The Saint Pope said of Cardinal Mincenti, "The devoted Bishop of Esztergom gave an impeccable example of morals to the Catholic world. He wore the crown of thorns with the dignity of a true pastor, leaving us the legacy of a leader who, for long years, prayed and suffered for his nation." Mincenti's personality and devotion always reflected Rome's goodwill, as he was of the rock of the church toward which he turned his face. He gained energy in the world of shackles and darkness that surrounded him. He was looked upon with admiration by St. Peter's successors as the living example of the invincible evangelical force. Mincenti's motto can be summarized in many different ways, but his main motto was Pannonia Sacra, Sacred Hungary. The image of Christ, the small cross that he kept and cherished while in captivity, served as his altar and had the following engraving: De victus vincit, who conquers, wins, which was true to Christ and his priest as well. The inscription on his tombstone sends the message, Fidelissimus in tribulatione pastor, persecution is the best pastor. A part of the scripture also states that we sing during the entrance of the priest. Here is the priest whom God liked in the years of his life. He was true, and he was proprietary during madness. There are numerous prayers that believers say are connected to him. If we look back into his lifetime, we recognize these acclamations in some situations of life. He was a self-sacrificing pastor of his flock, an apostle of faith, prayer, and reconciliation, the example of patriotism and integrity, the messenger of love, the man who forgave the enemy who threw him in shackles, and the one who opened his arms to reach all Hungarians around the world. He's one of those whose power is vested in God, faith, and faithfulness to the Church, and he holds a deep respect and love for the Virgin Mary. He was born into a peasant family in 1892. He was ordained to the priesthood in 1915. His view of being a priest was one of fatherly care, to be his flock's father, to care for them. Our religiousness is worth as much of love and goodness as it cherishes, says Joseph Mincenti. Goodness is the greatest truth. This line of thinking describes his calling and led him to take a position in one of the larger cities in the countryside, Zalaegerszeg, in 1919-45. Later, in 1944 to 1945, he became the Bishop of Veszprém, then Hungary's prelate, Archbishop of Esztergom, then Cardinal in 1946. Approximately half of the adult population consisted of practicing Catholics. He wanted to be their pastor. He urged immersing oneself into religious life and started the Propitiatory movement. Celebration of the first Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of the month became commonplace, and he was early to establish the habit of making confession more frequent. He was focused on being the education figure of the Church. 1947-48 was the year of prayer, the year of Annunciation of the Virgin Mary. During the times of persecution, his devotion became more pronounced. As the Bishop of Veszprém, in the prisons of the Nazis, his cellmates experienced the manifestation of his deep belief. His overarching work and reputation as a pastor between 1945 and 48 created the aura of the conviction that Joseph Mincenti was the protector of faith in Hungary. During his years in captivity, through his imprisonment and torture in 1948, then his refuge in the American embassy between 1956 and 71. The silenced church considered him to be the peacemaker. After moving to Vienna in 1971, he became better known as the religious goodwill ambassador of the Hungarian diaspora. He visited Hungarian communities around the world, including the United States, Australia, Great Britain, and South Africa. He not only met with the Hungarians, but built a great relationship with the locals who got to know his devout personality around the world. We quote Archbishop Mindszenty again. "I am who I am out of God's grace, without which I would be nothing. Since all good originates from the Lord, I want to say thanks for all. I thank God that I could become a humble tool in this world." Heads of states, leading religious figures, popes, priests, believers, and non-believers praised his name in his life and in his death. Among beatified persons, Archbishop Mindszenty has the best reputation in Hungary and drives the most excitement and expectation. His wish as a prime priest was that 1 million Hungarian families drop on their knees, forming a line while praying for the Virgin Mary within the country and beyond. His dream was realized. Almost 1.5 million Hungarians pray to God for his canonization. The process has been initiated and is being handled in Hungary. Right now, it is being discussed in Rome, and the expected decision should arrive in June of 2018. This decision will be evaluated by the Committee of Theologians about his life's sanctity. His reputation in Hungary is unparalleled among religious and non-religious figures. Radio Maria in Hungary considers one of its most important missions to maintain and refine József Mindszenty's reputation and finalize his canonization process as soon as possible. The program has a recurring prayer in the airwaves asking God to accelerate this process that we would like to see go forward with brotherly love, and asking him to join us in requesting József Mindszenty's canonization. Our God, you chose Cardinal József Mindszenty to be the priest and witness of love and truth during persecution. Please give your believers the joy to salute him among the church saints with Christ in Lord. Amen.